And now, it's time to sit back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Charlie's Geekcast Presents The Green Hornet. Today's adventure, Parole Plays the Wrong Policy, which first aired on March 13th, 1940. Starring Al Hodge as Britt Reed / Green Hornet and Raymond Toyo as Kato. Enjoy!
With his faithful valet Kato, Britt Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with the underworld, risking his life that criminals and racketeers within the law may feel its weight by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reed as he races toward another thrilling adventure. The Green Hornet strikes again.
Hurry, Kato! Here's where we smash a parole racket!
Yes, Mr. Reed. How do you like it?
I want you to bring in that editorial about... Say, you look different.
Do I?
Yeah, there's something... that isn't a new dress.
Oh, good gosh, I've worn this for a month now.
Don't tell me. Let me see. Same dress, same face.
Of course, I put on new makeup every morning.
A very nice face, too. But there might be just a little too much rouge on your cheek.
Oh, that's how much you know. I don't use rouge.
Oh. Well, it's very nice, anyhow.
Well, thanks. Coming from the boss, them flattering words.
You're looking almost pretty enough to take my mind off business.
Gosh, that's a triumph.
I said almost. Now about this editorial.
Oh, well, $5 wasted.
I want you... What's wasted?
$5. Good grief. Don't men ever notice a new hairdo?
Oh, that's it. You've had your hair fixed differently.
Skip it. As you said, business comes first.
Huh? Oh, yeah. A secretary like you, Miss Case, business is a pleasure.
Thanks. Some of the first kind words I've heard around this newspaper in ages.
Oh, remind me of it again tomorrow. Right now, I want to do some blue penciling on that editorial, the one about the parole boy.
This one?
Yeah, that's it. It's not half strong enough.
Not strong enough?
The Steppel's going to use names, Miss Case. I'm tired of trying to arouse the public about the parole situation with generality. From now on, we're going to be specific.
You mean Michael?
Right. Michael in capital letters. That politician has had things too easy so far. He's been running that parole board to suit himself.
He's a big shot, Mr. Reed.
And the Stemple's going to whittle him down. Go through this and stick his name in wherever it fits.
Okay, you're the doctor.
I'll look it over after you get through.
If you say so.
You don't approve, do you?
The Stemple's going to get soft with a nice libel suit, Mr. Reed. Why not let it go as it
is? No, Michael's name goes in. You can't make a political football out of the parole board and get away with it.
You'd have to use the Sentinel for a football.
Let him try. We'll rip his libel suit to shreds.
Maybe.
Case, you don't have to tell me it's thin ice. I know it as well as you do. But somebody's got to start sticking pins into that parole board situation, and
And it has to be the Sentinel.
Right. Now, go ahead. We'll take that.
Daily Sentinel, Mr. Reed's office. Oh, just a moment, Commissioner.
For me, Miss Case?
Mr. Barnes, Mr. Reed.
Police Commissioner. I'll take that. Hello, Barnsley. Reed talking. Oh, yes, I'm getting on that. Right. And just as we discussed it at dinner last night, the Sentinel's going to tear into Michael with both fists.
Galahad rides again.
No, just my secretary being sarcastic. He thinks we're heading for trouble. Yes, I know we are, but the parole board needs cleaning up, and the Sentinel's out to do it. What's that? You've got something else on the calendar. Yeah. I see. Okay, Barnsley, thanks. As we certainly will. I'll get reporters on it fast. Goodbye. Miss Case, get Gunnigan.
Yes, sir. Sally, give me the news desk. What's it about, Mr. Reed?
Commissioner Barnsley is staging a checkup on men who've been paroled recently. I want several reporters in on that party.
I see.
How about Gunnigan?
I'm trying now. He doesn't answer, Sally? Oh.
Well?
We'll try another phone. I had a girl.
Does Gunnigan use all the phones all the time?
The operator says they're busy. He's trying
Never mind, Miss Case. I can get to Gunnigan faster by going there.
Oh, Greg, you are in a hurry. Never mind, Sally.
Yeah. Oh, pardon me.
Hey, Reed, where are you going?
Gunnigan.
Is something going on?
Gunnigan!
Yeah, I blue penciled that story. Written like a kindergarten tale. Do a rewrite. And for Pete's sake...
Gunnigan, how many legmen have you got free?
Oh, about six, Reed. What's happened?
I just got a tip from Commissioner Barnsley.
Yeah? Well, Okay, okay, Danny, never mind the alibis. Just toss that yarn in the ash can and do a rewrite. Do it now. That's all. I'm hanging up.
Charlie Reed, can you use me?
The police are staging your special checkup, Gunnigan.
Checkup? You mean a roundup, don't you?
No, I mean what I said. Gunnigan, I want all the legmen you can spare to accompany the police.
Okay, Reed. Who are they checking up on?
Same thing the Sentinel's been after for a week.
Oh, the parole situation, huh?
Right. Michael has been paroling a lot of known criminals.
But suffering snakes, Reed. There ain't no crime in that. After all, maybe they're going straight like they promised.
Well, promises are easy to make, actually.
But, Reed, you...
Of course, Michael is within his rights. Those criminals are entitled to parole consideration. But they're getting too much consideration.
So the police are checking up, huh?
Mm-hmm. Well, technically, those men are supposed to report what they're doing and why to the parole board once every
Holy
week.
Holy cow, you mean the entry pardon?
Oh, yes, they're reporting. The police department would like to know whether they're actually doing what their parole reports say they are.
I get it.
So get those legmen. Have them tag along with the police. The Sentinel could use a scoop on this.
Okay, Reed. Hello, operator. Round up the boys for me.
By golly, Reed, I'm going over to headquarters myself.
You actually?
Sure. Didn't I used to be on the force? Sergeant Moran's me pal. If he goes out, I'll be tagging right alongside of him.
Okay, X-ray, you're on assignment. Go on.
I'm on my way right now.
Find Murphy's Bar, the one-armed lunch around the corner. Tell him to call in. Hey, X-ray.
Gunnigan, I'm in a rush.
The same goes for you. If you pick up a story, use the phone. Get it in here fast or I'll boil you in oil.
Check up on first, Moran.
Where'd you get that wee stuff, Ashford? You're not a cop anymore.
No, I'm a reporter, but...
But nothing. You report, and I'll police. Get it?
Okay, okay. Hey, where are you going?
Hey, you. I want to talk to you.
Who are you calling?
Corrales, just a second.
Listen, bud, I'm in a hurry.
Yeah, I noticed that.
You tried to duck around the corner.
I didn't hear you call me. Well, if I knew it was my old pal, Sergeant Moran, I'd...
Yeah, I know.
Is he your buddy, Moran?
Him? Why, I'm the guy who arrested this rat. And now you're out on parole, eh?
What about it?
Well, I can't blame the guys in jail for wanting to get rid of you. You'd smell up any jail.
Hey, listen, copper.
Right down. What are you doing now?
Taking a walk, white
man. Come on. Where are you working?
Nuts, I don't have to tell you. I report to the parole officers, not to you.
You're reporting to me now.
You ain't got no right. I know my law.
Yeah, Yasu. Got you in jail often enough.
Well, if you gotta know, I'm working for Liggett, see?
Liggett? Him that owns the big sporting goods store?
Yeah, that's right.
She ain't working now.
I don't go on till the afternoon. Come in sometime, Sarge. I'll sell you a mask for that ugly mug of yours.
Work for Liggett, huh?
Hey, that's a stick of gum you got in your hand?
Huh?
You got another stick, I
want. Hold him, Ashford. Where'd he throw it?
Let go. No, you don't. Moran says to hold you. That's what I'm doing. Moran, what are you looking for?
He threw the wrapper of that gum someplace.
Holy crow, what do you want that for? Oh,
that guy's best.
Nobody asked you, you crook. You stand still.
Here it is. I found it.
What's all the fuss about?
Lucky thing you saw him unwrapping that piece of gum, Ashford. I never have noticed he was throwing the wrapper away.
Golly, Moran, you must be screwy. What's a chewing gum wrapper in parking for?
I thought so.
Huh?
Here, look at this. On the inside of the wrapper.
Golly, numbers.
Yeah, policy numbers, Ashford.
Huh?
It's an old stall, but it almost worked, Corrales.
You can't book me for having numbers inside a gum wrapper.
You're in the policy racket, Corrales. Now, come on, we're putting you in the junk.
Hey, you can't. I got my right.
We can and we are. Now, get moving, rat. You can call your lawyer from the station house. I hope he don't answer.
Yeah, that's what I said. I'm calling from the clink. I'm booked under suspicion. They found them policy numbers on me. You're my lawyer. That's why I called you. Get me out of here or I'll talk. You know who to get to. Tell him I'll talk, understand? I'll spill the whole works. Yeah.
Get me out on bail or... I don't care how, but make it snappy or I'll start spilling the works.
Hello? Yeah, this is Michael.
Who is it?
Oh, it's you. What? Corrales arrested? He's threatening to talk. Good Lord, he can ruin the whole setup. He's one of the ones I paroled myself. Yes, anything. Get him out before he tells all he knows about the policy activities and me. It's dangerous. He's just the sort to spill everything. Get him out and take care of it.
Hello? Yes, this is Mr. Liggett talking. What about Corrales? He's in jail for peddling policy numbers.
Boy,
can't believe it. He's always been perfectly honest with me. He was cold because I had a job for him in my store. Why, naturally, I want to bail him out. I'm certain the man hasn't done anything wrong. After all, he was cruel to me, and I'm responsible for him.
I can't believe the Crowley would do anything like that.
That's what I'm telling you, Reed. I was with Moran when we picked up this guy, Corrales. He's in the cooler.
He had policy slips with him, Axton?
Yeah, all of them written on wrappers from sticks of gum. Thought he could get rid of them. Only I was too smart for him.
You were too smart for him.
Well, that is, I mean, me and Moran both.
Has Corrales talked?
Oh, he ain't talked yet. He was telling his lawyer to get him bailed out, or else he'd talk fast.
Wait a minute. Isn't Corrales out on parole?
Yeah, that's him. He was supposed to be working for Liggett.
Liggett?
Yeah, the fellow that owns the big sporting goods store. Liggett's been doing some convicts like Corrales a good turn by getting them paroled. And golly, Corrales turns around and bites the hand that helps him.
You mean Liggett doesn't know that Corrales has been peddling policy on the side, actually?
Oh, Reed, Liggett's on the level. He's got a swell reputation.
Yeah, that's true.
Corrales must have been pulling the wool over Liggett's face, carrying on without Liggett knowing it.
There's no doubt it looks that way.
Just a second, Reed.
Yes, Gunnigan?
If Corrales is on parole and was caught with policy slips, he isn't entitled to bail.
Huh? That's true. A man on parole can be jailed merely on suspicion that he's engaged.
Oh, yeah. But you see, Reed, there ain't no real way of proving them numbers was policy numbers.
So they're allowing him to try and get bail.
Yeah, then he can be brought up to trial later on.
Yeah. And what'll you bet, Reed? The guy who goes bail for him will be Liggett. He's probably sorry for the little shit.
Well, let's hope there's a delay so Corrales will start talking beforehand.
He was all set to talk, Reed.
News desk, Gunnigan.
Hello. Gunnigan? This is Sergeant Moran. Is Axford there?
Moran, huh? Never mind Axford. Tell me.
Liggett just went bail for Corrales.
He did. Listen, Moran. Hold Corrales there a while.
But Gunnigan, I...
Don't butt me, Moran. The Sentinel's done plenty of favors for the police. It's all Corrales, that's all.
Out on bail, Gunnigan?
Yeah, Reed. Moran's going to keep Corrales there on some excuse. I want Axford to go over there.
Me? No?
Good idea, Gunnigan. Get over there, Axford. When Corrales leaves the station house, I want you to be right with him. Maybe he's talked or maybe he hasn't, but tag along with him.
Axford, of all people, why haven't I got a real reporter?
Ah, quit your kidding, Gunnigan. Holy crow, I'd stick to Corrales like he had another shadow walking with him.
I got out of that cooler. I've got a good mind to do some talking anyhow.
You can talk to me, Corrales.
Huh? Where'd you come from?
So you're out on bail, huh?
Go on, beat it, will you?
The street's free, ain't it? I can walk where I want to.
You reporters and the cops, I ought to...
What the... Somebody's shooting.
Huh?
Get back, you fool. That was the rifle shot.
What are you talking about?
Can't you hear me? I can't...
Hey, what's going on?
But I'm some guy using a rifle from that apartment across the street.
Corrales, get back here.
Come on, grab him. He just stands there like he was... Come on, you dumb fool. Both of them. Nay. Corrales.
No use, Axford. He's dead.
Reed. I'm telling it to you just like I told Gunnigan over the phone this afternoon.
Corrales dead, eh? Shot from a second floor apartment across the street from the police station. No one knows who did it.
Me and Moran went up to the apartment, Reed. It was empty except for the murder weapon.
Yes, a high-powered rifle with a telescopic sight.
Somebody must have been waiting for Corrales to come out. And when he did, they got him.
No fingerprints? No marks of any kind in the room?
No, it was empty. The building was just finished. It was open for people to look at, but...
I see.
And here's a funny thing, Reed. You know who owned the building?
Who?
None other than Liggett.
Liggett? The man who had Corrales working for him?
Yeah, but Liggett ain't got nothing to do with the shooting. He's a respectable businessman.
Well, that's true. Liggett has a fine reputation all over town.
If you want a theory, Reed, I've been figuring it out.
You have?
The guys who'd done it was afraid Corrales might have talked. So they bumped him off so he couldn't go into court and tell about the racket.
Well, which racket do you mean?
Huh?
Well, apparently there are two. There's the numbers racket.
Yeah.
And the parole situation. The way Michael was handling that, I'd certainly call it a racket.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Only Michael must be working with someone else. That's the guy I mean. The boss of the work.
That's true. Get the man behind the policy racket, and I'm certain it can be shown that Michael is using the parole board to supply men for that racket.
Reed? What would you say if I was to tell you it's the Green Hornet?
Well, Axford, there's been no sign of the Green Hornet in this.
That's just what I'm driving at.
What?
Well, if it's all so secret-like, then the Hornet must be the answer.
Axford, sometimes you amaze me.
You see, I figured it this way, Reed. First, I asked myself, who could be the big shot? And the answer is, nobody knows.
Uh-huh.
Then I asked myself, who is the guy that nobody knows? And right away I get the answer. The Green Hornet is the guy with nobody knows.
Axford.
There, you see? It's as simple as putting two and two together.
I see.
Oh, golly, Reed, I guess I'm pretty good when it comes to deducing.
Good. Axford, it's 2 miles. You're colossal.
Now, all I got to do is find the Hornet and then...
Then why are you still sitting at the dinner table?
Huh?
Well, you're a man of action. Why don't you get busy?
Golly, Reed, you're right. This time I was moving out. I'm going out to see Moran and get some more dope.
No more coffee, Miss Oxford?
No, thanks, Cato. I'm going to be too busy for stopping.
Good luck, Axman.
I'm going to nab the Green Hornet. Pull on.
You go fast, Ben.
Yes, Cato. It's time for us to go fast, too. There's been a racket murder committed, and we're going to find the answer.
How about the police?
Too much red tape in the police department, Cato. Already the tracks of this murder are covered by delay. If we move out now, we can slice through red tape and perhaps get someplace.
You go out as a Green Hornet, Mr. Red?
Yes, Cato, as the Green Hornet. And never mind telling me how dangerous it is. It's always been dangerous, but we'll take that chance.
Tonight?
Yes, at once. I brought home a list of names from the Sentinel, Cato. Where is it?
Here.
Thanks. This list contains the names of all the men who have recently been released on parole by Michael. Now, I'm betting that plenty of them are mixed up in the policy racket. The only difference is Corrales was caught with the goods on him.
Yes, sir.
Most of these men are hardened criminals. Men who deserve parole about as much as a killer deserves mercy. We're going to talk to them in a language they understand.
How's that?
I want the gas weapon and the Green Hornet mask.
I get them.
Once I put that mask on, Cato, I'm a criminal. The Green Hornet, hunted by the police, wanted for every crime on the books.
Very true.
Keep that list and let's get going. These men won't talk for the police, but the Green Hornet's one of their own kind. They may not enjoy it, but they'll talk.
Cato returned with the gas weapon and the Green Hornet mask. Britt Reed opened a secret panel concealed by his clothes press. He led the way along a narrow passage built within the wall, which connected directly with an adjoining building. Supposedly abandoned, this building was in reality the hiding place of the streamlined, high-speed Black Beauty, car of the Green Hornet.
You drive the Black Beauty, Cato. I'll check over the names on this list.
Yeah, well?
Just start going. I'll tell you where to stop. We'll hit fast and get out again. Stay just long enough to get things started. Now get going.
Miss Scar, look. A car outside.
What are you talking about?
I'm stopping in, Scar. Where's your boss?
It's the Hornet.
Give him this. Tell him I was here.
He's gone.
Left the sticker. The Green Hornet.
I'll take that monk.
What? The Green Hornet.
Get back.
Tell him the Hornet calls.
The Green Hornet. What's that color?
Look out.
He threw something in the window. Hey,
Hey, this says the Green Hornet. That car.
Listen, it's the Hornet.
Gotta tell the boss.
What's going on?
It's the Hornet.
He's muscling in.
It's the Hornet.
The Green Hornet. Boss, it's him.
The Hornet.
Who's that?
It's me, boss.
Dutch.
I didn't send for you.
I had to come. The Hornet, he was...
Ooh, why didn't you phone?
I tried that a couple of times. Your phone was tied up.
Of course it was. I was busy.
I got tired of waiting. I come over myself.
But if the police followed you here...
I was careful. But listen, you don't get it. I come over to tell you the Hornet paid me a call.
Yes.
He busted in the room, grabbed all the dough, the policy dough. I was counting it up. He said he was moving in.
You fool, you think I don't know?
But I... Huh?
Why do you think that phone was busy? I've had calls from all the rest telling me the same thing.
About the Hornet?
Yes. He's been all over town in the last few hours. Now get out of here. Go ahead, get out and get back where you came from.
But, boss, the Hornet...
You heard me, Dutch. Looks like the Hornet is trying to step in on the take. Well, he can get the same sort of treatment that Corrales got.
I got to hand it to you. You're a pretty cool customer.
It might have been better for you if you were cooler.
Well, I done my best.
Do what you're told. Leave the brainwork to me and Michael.
Michael?
Yes, Michael. He's coming over here tomorrow night to discuss this.
Tomorrow night? What's the matter with them?
You fool. With all the town buzzing with Corrales' murder, how do I know the police aren't watching?
Yeah, I would have spotted them.
Nevertheless, it's tomorrow. If the Hornet is interested in this racket, he's got to come to me eventually. Tomorrow night's time enough.
The gang's worried.
Will you get out?
Yeah, sure.
You're on parole now. One word from me and Michael will have that parole canceled.
Well, I was only trying to help.
There's the door.
Okay.
Now tell the rest of the mob I'm having this. And I'll keep on. Now close that door from the outside.
Yeah, sure. That guy's got a trigger finger in his brain. I'm getting out fast.
Thanks, Dutch.
Your mask.
I thought one of you'd come over here.
It's you, the Hornet.
Keep your voice down.
Don't shoot
me. Who killed Corrales? Who killed him?
Listen, he'll bump me off.
Is that the man inside, the one you just saw?
Oh, Hornet, listen.
You needn't answer. I can tell by looking at you. So he's the boss, huh?
Let me go.
I expected as much. That's why I came here. That's why I wanted to see if one of you'd show up. And you did.
And
I'm telling you the same thing. Now get out.
Huh?
Tired enough of what went on in there. Get out and do exactly as he told you. And keep your mouth shut about seeing the Green Hornet. You understand?
Yeah, sure. I won't say nothing. No more.
There he goes, Gato.
Yes, sir.
You know all we need. The name of the man who killed Corrales. The man who heads the policy racket.
You see him now, Mr. Ritz?
Now? No, Cater. We'll wait until tomorrow night. That's when Michael is coming here for a conference. We're going to see the Duchess here also.
Yes.
But right now, we're going over to police headquarters.
Mr. Ritz.
There's some records, Cater. Records of Corrales' voice. Axford mentioned them this evening. We're going to get those records.
The dangers?
Not as much as you think. There's a window in that office where they keep the records. At this time of night, we can do it easily. I want those records for a very definite reason.
Hey, Cassie. Where's he? Golly, the Hornet's been over to police headquarters.
Mr. Reed isn't in today, actually. Here. What did he say?
There's some watch records missing. The kind the cops use to take down what people say.
How could he get in?
Don't ask me how, Casey. All I know is what Moran told me. The records was near the window. This morning, when Moran went to look for them, they was gone. And there was a Hornet sealed there instead.
Good grief, what would the Green Hornet want with those?
That's what me and Moran is going to find out tonight, Casey. You see, they're still trying to smash the racket by finding out who murdered Corrales. And them was records of Corrales' voice.
Just how are you going to find out tonight, Axford?
Because there was an address on the back of the Hornet seal. And me and Moran is going to be right there waiting.
Be careful, Cato. Be sure you leave no fingerprints. And don't drop that record. You put it on the dictaphone while I hook up the loudspeaker.
Yes, Mr. Bates.
Michael is in the next room with Leggett. Dutch should be there any minute now. I'll call him and tell him to show up. I also learned from Miss Case that Axford was coming over here with Moran.
Yes, let's go together, Mr. Ritt.
Yeah, that's it. I have a loudspeaker shoved right against the wall where it can be heard in Leggett's office. All right, start the dictaphone. Put the needle on the wax. Fine. It'll take a few seconds to reach the recording of the voice. Now follow me. We're getting out of here.
Well, Michael, what about this Hornet business?
I don't like it.
That's why I got you here, so we could discuss it in private. Now, Jesse.
Dutch.
What are you doing here?
I got a phone call, Liggett. Said to come here.
I didn't call you. Wait, you
take
little...
Take it easy, Liggett.
Don't tell me what to do, Michael.
Don't fly off the handle. You'll have to make another mistake.
Mistake? What do you mean?
Listen, I think...
Shut up, Dutch. You know very well what I mean, Liggett. Apparently, you're a respectable businessman, but you
get
see...
Get to the point.
Only a few of us know we're running a policy racket, that you're heading it.
Well, don't you get paid plenty for prowling to me the men I want to use in the racket?
But there wasn't any necessity for murdering Corrales.
Why, you told him...
I don't like being mixed up in a murder.
Don't be a fool. Corrales might have talked. Besides, I'm running this.
So don't lose your head about it.
They want me to talk.
What?
What's that?
Liggett, that voice that sounds like...
Boss, it's...
Bail me out or I'll talk.
Good Lord, it's him.
The Corrales.
It can't be. He's dead.
I'll spill the whole works. I'll talk. Make it snappy.
It's him. It's Corrales.
Stop, you fool.
It's his ghost. I can't stand it.
In the next room.
Let's come back. One side, Michael. I've got a gun.
Don't shoot. Liggett,
you
can't do
it. Stop that gun, Rat. It's Corrales. It's his ghost.
Shut up.
I heard
Shut
it.
Up, all of you.
What does this mean?
It means a pinch, Michael. A pinch for murder. Take that gun away from Liggett, Axford.
I got it, Moran. And I'll try nothing, Liggett. Oh, but I heard his voice. It's Corrales. I heard it.
Yes, the voice.
It was on a loudspeaker, Michael. We located it and turned it off. But it sure started you three talking.
Liggett was going to plant me. He was going to put me on the spot just like he done Corrales.
Keep talking, Dutch.
Dutch, if you open your mouth again, I'll...
You can't scare me now. I ain't going to get a dose of lead from nobody. He done it. Liggett shot Corrales. I bought that rifle for him. I was there. I can prove it.
You'll have a chance to, Dutch. Okay, Liggett. Stick out your hands. I'm putting the cuffs on.
I had a theory it was Liggett all along, Moran. Him letting on he was a respectable businessman. And all the time he was running a racket.
Michael, this is ridiculous.
Don't ask Michael for help. He's in a racket, too.
I told you not to commit murder, Liggett.
What?
Why,
I'm not
you...
taking a murder rap with you. I'm not that dumb.
Boy, you double-crossing chiseler. You take money from me, but...
I won't share a murder. You can count me in, Sergeant. I'll talk just as much as Dutch and more.
Take me out of here. I keep hearing that voice.
That's what it was. Where'd it come from?
The ditch of all.
Well, who put it there? If it hadn't been for that, we'd
if
be out...
If you want to know, Liggett... It was the Green Hornet.
The Hornet? You mean he did this?
Holy Chloe, that's what I'm telling you. Now go on, you're heading for the chair. And golly, if I had me way, the Hornet would be right beside you.